Shalom Aleichem Rabotai, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and this is the Mishnayot in Mishnayomi for the first day of Chag HaSukkot. We are in Hala, in the fourth Perek, Mishnayot 9 and 10. I should mention yesterday, from Mishnah 8, we talked about taking two Halas, separating twice in Chutz La'aretz. We don't do that anymore because no one's eating Hala in Eretz Yisrael itself because of the Tumah. We are anxiously awaiting a Para Aduma, and Tahara and a Beis HaMikdash, and we'll be eating challah again in Eretz Yisrael. So we'll be doing two challahs again in Chutz La'aretz, it appears. Or we'll just all go home, Rabosai. We're all going to go home, God willing. Okay, so without further ado, Mishnah Tes, Eilu Nitani L'Kokoa. Now at the end of Ches, we mentioned that this challah in Chutz La'aretz could be given to any Kohen. There's actually a discussion in the Bar Nura. He brings the opinion of the Rambam is even an Am Haaretz, someone who's not careful about Tuma and Tahara, but he doesn't like that pshat because the Gemara there seems to be referring to a Kohen who eats his Chulin in Tahara in a state of purity versus a Kohen who doesn't eat his Chulin in a state of purity. Both of them are not Am Haaretz. They're both Chaverim, a Chaver, someone who's careful in learning Torah, but there's another level of an extra chaver who even eats chulin in Tahara, not only his truma. So in any event, these are other items in Mishnah Tes that can be given to any kohen, however you define that. A haramim, cherem is a vow. A bakorot is firstborn animals. Pidyon haben is the money we give to redeem a firstborn son of a human being. Ufidyon peter chamor, and also the redemption of a firstborn donkey. You recall we trade that kedusha of the firstborn donkey onto a sheep. This is only when a Jew owns the donkey. We did one of these in Baltimore about 8 or 9 years ago, I want to say. Hazroa, halechayayim v'hakeva. This is the front leg, the jaw part, and the keva is the fourth stomach of kosher animals. That's the parts of all the animals given to the Kohen. Lechayayim is pronounced ayim. Now, if you give them a lechayim, the Kohanim also appreciate that, but the lechayayim is the part of the body we're talking about. Reshita gez is the first of the shearing of the sheep, the first fleece. Veshemen sreifa, oil that becomes tame and must be burnt. Now, if it's tame, you can't eat it, but the Kohanim are allowed to use it as fuel and burn it, as we mentioned in Masechet Trumot. Kodshe HaMikdash, and holy offerings of the temple. Now, you might say, according to the Rambam, who says even a Kohen Am Haaretz can be given these items, how could that be? You give an Am Haaretz Kodshim, you give him part of the Karbanot. Well, the answer is when a Kohen goes to the temple to do the service and get parts of the offerings, even if he's an Am Haaretz, he would certainly become Tahor before going to the temple. And as we learned at the end of Masechet Chagiga in the Gemara, that during the time of Regel, when people are going to Yerushalayim, then everyone would go ahead and get Tahor. Bikurim, these are the first fruits, which we've mentioned earlier, of the seven species of Eretz Yisrael. The first of the fruits, they tie a ribbon around it and then bring it in a special basket to the temple, give it to the Kohen for his lunch. Rabbi Yehuda Oser Bikurim. Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't give just anybody Bikurim. Because Lamaisa, even though you bring it to the temple, it's not a korban. By korbanos, as we mentioned, even Am Haaretz would be careful to become tahor. They're very stringent, so they'd be very careful. But Bikurim, even though it's brought to the temple, it's not a korban Lamaisa, so it's more like truma and chalas. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't give it to just anybody. Karshine truma, that's vetch of truma. Now, vetch, this karshine we've mentioned before in trumot, maestrot, it's really an animal food, but if there's nothing else to eat, then human beings are also going to eat it. Similarly to the dog food challah we mentioned a couple prakim ago, Rabbi Akiva Matir Chachamim Oshim. Akiva said you could give it to anybody because Lamaisa, it's typically animal food. Chachamim say no, because human beings sometimes eat it. You can't give it to just anybody. Great. Mishnah Yud, Nitai Ish Tekoa. Nitai from Tekoa. Hevi Chalot Mi Beitar. He brought challah from Beitar. This is not Beitar of Jabotinsky. This is not the Beitar elite, which is a city in modern Israel. This is somewhere outside of Eretz Yisrael. So this Jew, Nitai, schlepped his challah from Tekoa. He lives in Tekoa, but he was in Beitar. Apparently he was visiting Beitar, and he brought the challah from Beitar back to Tekoa, or back to Eretz Yisrael, but they didn't accept it. The Kohanim didn't take it. The reason being, once it's in Chutz La'aretz, there's a rabbinical tumah, because as we mentioned yesterday, the non-Jews bury their dead all over the place. If someone's not rich and famous, they don't get a pyramid or a special crypt, so they get the side of the road. So you don't know where the tumah is. So rabbinically, there's tumah everywhere in Chutz La'aretz. Anshei Alexandria, this is Alexandria in Mitzrayim, which was had a very large Jewish community. There was a famous gigantic shul there, so large they had to wave flags when they were saying Kaddish and Amen, so they know when to say Amen. Heviu chalotehen Alexandria. They schlepped their challah from Alexandria to Eretz Yisrael. Lo kiblu mehem. And again, there's an issue of tumah. They didn't take it. There's a similar story in the Mishnah. Anshei Har Tzivoim, the residents of Har Tzivoim, heviu bikurehem. They brought bikurim, their first fruits, kodem atzeres, but they brought it before Shavuos. V'lo kiblu mehem, and the Kohanim in the temple didn't accept them. Mipnei shekatu b'Torah, because the Torah says, v'hag ha-katzir, that the festival of the harvesting, Shavuot time, bikorei ma'asecha asher tizra basadeh, then you bring the first fruits that you plant in the field. So this is referring to the carbon of shtei ha-lechem, a carbon brought from wheat, that we bring a special two-loaf mincha from wheat on Shavuot, and that too is called by the Torah a bikurim. So that since that's really the first, we shouldn't bring bikurim before Shavuot, according to the mashmaus of the pasuk, the way they were doresh this pasuk. So they didn't accept the bikurim. They said, "Hey, gotta wait until after Shavuot. We bring the shtei lechem and then bring the bikurim." Shkoyach rabotai, chag sameach, good yantiv.